This is Senator Bob Dole. A lot of liberal Democrats are trying to sound like the high-tech wave of the future. But what do they really have to offer? Ted Kennedy and I will face off on this issue in just a moment. Ted, after years of trying to squeeze the life out of the free enterprise system, some Democrats are wising up to the fact that growth and opportunity come from a dynamic economy. Technological innovation, the basis for future jobs and industries, requires a government that understands private enterprise. So now Democrats talk about federal subsidies for research and development. Nevertheless, they're still talking about subsidies, and that translates into more federal spending. Democrats refuse to acknowledge that government helps technology the most when it leaves the private sector alone. That means low taxes, sound money, and reasonable regulations. So it's good to hear a new line from the Democrats, Ted. Now let's see you back it up.
Bob, you're really out of your tree today. I know you'll stoop to any argument to defend your gold-plated Republican budget for the Pentagon, but there's no correlation between military spending and leadership in high technology. Japan spends virtually nothing for defense, yet they're well ahead of us in almost every area of high tech. Even Simon Ramo, a founder of TRW, one of our largest defense contractors, admits that our competitive position in the world has been hurt, not helped, by our bias for military technology. Your wasteful military spending, short-sighted budget cuts in education and R&D, your anti-government mentality are the wrong priorities for our future. Where would our high-tech industries be today, Bob, without NASA and the space program and the effective partnership between government and the private sector pioneered by President Kennedy in the 1960s? This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the flawed priorities in the administration's latest budget. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Radio Network.